This is URN Sport.
We're here reporting from Varsity Thai Boxing 2018 as the sold-out crowd begins to file into the amazing Studio 7 here on King's Meadow campus. The first time Thai Boxing has been a standalone event and the first time any Varsity event has been held at this amazing venue as the University of Nottingham look to avenge their 2017 loss. As we get ready for the first fight of the evening, Ripan representing University of Nottingham versus Lavinia for Nottingham Trent University. This will essentially be an exhibition fight tonight. Trent have already scored the point for this fight as Ripan did not make the upper weight tolerance limit. And we're underway. Lavinia goes in early for a roundhouse kick. And Ripan is floored by a very strong front kick from Lavinia, a teep with a lot of force behind it. And that is it. The fight is over. It will go to the judges at this point.
From the blue corner,
Lavinia with a very confident victory by unanimous judge decision there. What a fight to start the evening off with. Ready for fight two, the 63 kilogram men's belt between Jem for University of Nottingham and Sam for Nottingham Trent University. Sam goes in for a very strong head kick and then a series of jabs. Sam with an incredibly stiff left hook. It's amazing that Jem managed to stay on his feet, and he didn't. He's been knocked to one knee. He's straight back up and he throws Jem to the ground. Sam breaks his guard and floors him again. And Sam again goes for a takedown but gets taken down himself. Jem does not look confident in that takedown, but he has landed it to end the fourth round, and now Sam hobbles to his corner. This does not look good. His leg seems to be shaken. Round five begin. Jem floors him immediately with a quick left jab. What is going on here? This is an incredible comeback as the final few seconds of this fight continue. Jem floors Sam with a quick body punch. An incredible Cinderella story for Jem here. The ref is checking Sam's leg. He may have to stop the fight. He's calling a medic into the ring. Sam looks really hurt here. Let's hope he's okay and that there's no lasting damage. The medics are shaking their head. It looks like the fight may well be over. They've touched gloves. Jem is hugging Sam. It's over. Very unfortunate to see a fight end this way, but what an extraordinary turn of events there. Strong TKO victory, but not quite the one that I think Jem would have wanted. And the crowd all stand on their feet as Sam is lifted to his legs and is now exiting the ring, being helped by his trainer and by Jem. An amazing show of sportsmanship there. As we head into fight three, after a truly unexpected turn of events in fight two, this fight is the 68 kilogram men's bout between Jamie Glazer, representing the University of Nottingham, and Aaron Cooner, representing Nottingham Trent University. As Aaron spins around, Jamie escapes the clinch, but Aaron lands a very strong kick to the head, and Jamie falls forward into him. Jamie lands a quick right hook and goes for a left jab and a strong right jab before working the body. Now Aaron grabs the clinch and lands some stiff knees to try and keep control of this fight as they head into the final round. The fight is over.
In for the blue corner.
Aaron celebrating before it's even announced. A strong win for Aaron Cooner there, representing Nottingham Trent University. Now as we head into fight four, the 69 kilogram men's fight, for Tom Wood, representing University of Nottingham, fighting out of the red corner, against Faisal Mohammed, fighting out of the blue corner for Nottingham Trent University. A guard as Faisal goes for a sequence before landing a vicious right hook and another, which really shakes Faisal almost off of his feet here. Tom tries to take advantage, but Faisal grabs that clinch tight. And a strong right cross, a left jab to follow, but misses the right hook that would have finished Faisal off there.
From the blue.
And Trent have taken it. Faisal takes an amazing victory here over Tom Wood, fighting for Nottingham Trent, putting Nottingham Trent University 3 points ahead. As we come out of the interval here into fight five, the 70 kilogram men's bout between Tomi Amoa for University of Nottingham and Panache Mangoma for Nottingham Trent University. As the fight begins, and Panache lands a series of punches to Tommy's head, and Tommy is grounded by Panache. Tommy stands up, not happy about that, at the end of the first round. We end this fight, a clear victory for Panache, but an amazingly impressive display for Tommy for fighting through some vicious headshots there. We now go to the judge's decision.
From the blue corner,
Panache! Panache Mangoma with a very confident victory there over Tommy Amoah. Keegan Lee ready to make his entrance and try and claw this back for the University of Nottingham. Momen Mustafa receiving a hero's welcome here at Studio 7, the heir to the throne that is Nottingham Trent's Thai Boxing Club. The future president prepares to make his way to the ring to the sounds of Soldier Boy. Seconds out, round one, and Momen goes for a high head kick, and Keegan Lee catches him and takes advantage, pushing him back. Momen Mustafa goes for a Superman punch, wants to display dominance here, and he does as he takes Keegan Lee down. But Momen Mustafa lands a right hook and grounds him again. And Momen runs forward with a flying knee. It's all over. That's it. A knockout victory for Momen Mustafa. The fights continue now for a heavyweight contest, 89 kilogram men's belt between Matt Chapman in the red corner for the University of Nottingham, weighing 87.9 kilograms, against Tariq Brown in the blue corner for Nottingham Trent University, weighing at 90.2 kilograms. Seconds out, both fighters dive in. Tariq slips and falls to the ground. Matt goes for a head kick, but he's grounded himself by Tariq. Tariq goes in for a flurry of punches, looking vicious here, as Tariq swings and throws Matt to the ground. These two behemoths once more. Tariq's guard has fallen and he is paying for it. Is Tariq exhausted here? Tariq falling back on the ropes of his own volition. Never has a fighter looked so dominant and now looks so shaken. Seconds out, round four begins. Matt pushing forward again, seeing that Tariq is tired here. Tariq uses those teeps to try and make space, but Matt landing an incredible sequence of left jabs and right crosses, started by a very strong left roundhouse kick to the abdomen. And Tariq trips Matt as he goes for a kick. Matt nearly garrots himself on the ring ropes. To a judge's decision. The crowd are going wild for both fighters here. Tariq looks very confident that he's won it.
On the blue corner!
And Tariq takes the victory! Further cementing Nottingham Trent's dominant performance here at Notts Varsity Thai Boxing here. In an unbelievable fight between these two mammoths, these two monsters among men here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for our main event, and what a fight to follow. Now, the battle of the presidents. Current University of Nottingham Thai Boxing president, Rajan Samra, for the red corner, weighing 84.4 kilograms, faces off against Nottingham Trent leader, Alex Davison, fighting out of the blue corner, weighing at 83.6 kilograms. It appears blood has reached Raj's face. Unconfirmed, but Raj appears to be bleeding from his mouth and continues to fight on as he takes punch after punch. Raj is definitely bleeding from his mouth as the blood has stained Alex Davidson's white gloves. Alex goes in for blow after blow, landing bombs as he downs Raj Samra, who jumps to his feet, does not want to be defeated here, beginning to look dazed, but continually fighting, continually pushing forward. There is not an ounce of quit in Raj Samra's body. That is it. The end of Notts Varsity Thai Boxing 2018. An unbelievable display of athleticism, both from the presidents of the clubs tonight and from every competitor. The fight will undoubtedly be awarded on judges' decision to the president of Nottingham Trent University there, Alex Davidson, who knows it and already celebrates with the crowd, leaving a final scoreline here at Notts Varsity of 7-1 to Nottingham Trent University, a scoreline that does not accurately reflect the performances given here by the University of Nottingham fighters.
This is URN Sport.